Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesday at 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call-in sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24-7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
Spike?
What's up, brother Jordan?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, of course.
Where are you headed to?
I'm in an Uber right now.
He was headed somewhere. I knew it. I can hear it.
Yeah.
Make sure the Uber driver puts it on WIP after you get out. We use all the help we can get, man. Sunday night's game and you said a little bit of this last night, but I want to dig in a little bit more. From watching it and from what you said, felt like very, very intense for a regular season game. How do you think that sort of that game itself sort of compared overall to some of the, just talking about regular season, the intensity wise, it felt like it was really up there.
Yeah, I think just how the game went, and how close it was. You know, I think it was probably closer to the playoff football, just from that standpoint, just from how physical, especially how physical the game was, probably the biggest takeaway from the game this week, mm-hmm. in comparison to playoff games, but yeah,
from a the ability to establish the type of football you guys wanted to play Sunday night, did you guys play the way you wanted to play Sunday night, and if not, what did Detroit sort of do, I guess, to prevent that from happening, or was it more what you guys sort of did?
Yeah, we didn't do all the things we wanted to do in the run game. Detroit did a good job of loading the box, but also building one line of defense. So, you know, that meant even if they had a four down front, they were blitzing all three linebackers to build that one line of defense, and kind of taking us off our blocks, off our combination blocks that we'd work with, either, you know, me and Landon, or me and the tight end, or Landon in the center, Jogi or Brett, and, you know, taking us off our blocks. They did a good job at doing that, and kind of we had to, for a little bit of the game, you know, kind of figure out some answers, how to take that away from them. And I thought we did some good, we had some great drives, you know, in the game where we kind of held the ball for a long period of time, and, you know, that ran up the time of possession. Mm-hmm. So we didn't do all the things that we wanted to do, but I think we did some good things during the game that we can, you know, again, build off of heading into the rest of the year or the rest of the games that we have left.
I know one of the things I noticed in the run game, two things. We are still struggling a little bit with the interior runs, running in between the tackles, running, you know, in that interior spot. But getting out on the perimeter Sunday night, I thought you guys did some real good things getting on the perimeter, whether it be the toss or what have you, getting out on that edge and blocking and getting Saquon and Tank some sort of lanes to that they could sort of hit on that outside. I thought that was certainly much better this Sunday.
Yeah, I have to agree there. I think we can do some things formation-wise that kind of get us going, hitting more of the outside runs, hitting those outside lanes, and, you know, help open up the interior runs, mm-hmm. Moving forward. So I think that's one thing we'll be addressing this week as well. they're heading in tomorrow. So, yeah, I think that's a great point that you bring up. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, that layout.
Well, Jordan, it does feel like, you know, you mentioned not getting everything you wanted to get in the run game. From a yards per carry standpoint, the number wasn't huge. But when you look at the end of the game, there's a lot of yards there and a lot of plays. Aside from holding the ball, do you feel like when you run the ball that much, even if you're not breaking off big runs, that it sort of wears down the defense a little bit and makes the later part of the game maybe easier to handle is wrong, but if you feel it wearing on the other team when you're able to run it that much just from a quantity standpoint?
Well, I think at that point, when it becomes a quantity standpoint, I think it just becomes down to the team's condition better. And I think that's kind of the... I guess not the focal point I want to say. It's just a factor that plays into late in the game when you are running the ball or when you go through that many snaps in the game. You know, that wear and tear over the game kind of does play a factor into it because of the condition or the shape that the player has to be in. Mm-hmm.
Jalen had some big runs in the game. Can you tell us just the difference it makes when he's able to break off one of those in terms of how the defense is trying to strategize against you guys?
It takes maybe one or two plays away from the box every time Jalen can, you know, run the ball. And it's a good reminder that teams have to cover him in the run game too, and takes a load off Saquon's back as well.
We saw something Sunday night, Jordan. We don't often see, brother, consecutive stops on the tush push. Now, is that Detroit do anything differently that some other teams weren't doing, or is that execution on our side to where maybe we didn't execute it as well as we had in the past?
I'll be honest. I thought we did get the movement that we needed to get the first down. Just have to watch the tape back and see, you know, what made them successful in stopping us. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to say too much about it just because
they want to give away secrets. Yeah,
I don't want to give away any secrets, but mm-hmm. I still thought we executed the play, yeah, at a good standard to get the first down. And just gotta, again, maybe we're gonna do a better job, but yeah, try not to give too much away from the play.
Jordan, you have to understand the conflict I have because we asked him about it last night.
Uh-huh.
And part of me wants you to answer that way because I don't want you to give it away. But on the other hand, I am kind of curious. So I'm locked in and I have to do my job in asking you. But just know that there's a portion of me that is like, that's right. Don't tell me. Don't tell me what they did. Yeah, I don't want you to give it away either. You know, that team listens to the radio too. I don't want them to know.
Or the next team is listening. The next team is listening.
Yes, exactly.
So more honesty for you here. So you guys played Dallas on Sunday. You know, Eagles fans hate the Cowboys. But part of my hate for the Cowboys has dissipated a little bit because over recent years, they haven't been quite as good as you guys have, I don't feel. Every player is different. Is it something different? I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, but is it something different going up against the Cowboys, or is it just a little bit of, you know, next team on the schedule?
It's a little bit of the next team on the schedule, but everyone on the team understands what week it is.
Right.
It's Dallas week, baby. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows the importance or the gravitas of this week. And, at the same time, we can't let that get to us. Let the fans have that week. Let them carry that load. And what we have to do is go out there and do our job. So, in the same sense, it's, you know, just the next game for us. But we definitely understand the weight of this week and what Dallas week means to the fans and means to the city.
Well, I would imagine, Jay, that it's got to be tiring going down there and not coming back with the victory. So I would say that to say this, the 2 years that I think that we've won the Super Bowl, the Eagles have gone to Dallas and beaten Dallas. They beat them in 17. I think you guys won down there last year, right? Am I correct in that?
Yeah, because Saquon was out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys won down there last year. But other than that, Dallas has normally played pretty well against us down there. Is there something to planning that stadium that, you know, I've never viewed that stadium as a loud stadium, but also I've never played in that stadium. I'm just wondering what's that sort of atmosphere like for you guys going down there to play?
No, the atmosphere is good. It's what you expect. It's loud. But my biggest pet peeve is the Jumbotron being right above the field. So, you got to break your neck just to see what's going on in the replay.
Ah, I hadn't thought of that.
You know, oh, yeah, when the players look up at the Jumbotron.
When the players look up at the Jumbotron, snapping your neck a little bit just to see what time it is. So, that's my only pet peeve about the stadium. But other than that, it's loud. It gets loud in there. The turf is all right. Turf is turf. It's definitely not MetLife, so we'll give them that.
Also, must be part of you is like, well, it's kind of nice it won't be 25 degrees and windy.
That's a great point.
Yeah, at least after the last 2 weeks, you have a break from that.
Yeah.
My final question, team morale, what's it like? Couple big wins, tough wins against two tough opponents. I know you guys have a certain standard you like to play to. But the bottom line is you got two wins there, and I said this to you last night. Don't allow the joy of winning to be stolen from you as players, because wins are hard to come by. So I'm just wondering what the team morale is like with the recent nonsense going on outside the team. I'm just wondering, are you guys as a unit still enjoying the season while you're still trying to work to get better?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all that noise is again great for us because we just bundle together and stay close and tight knit. But the team morale is great. We're all trying to stick together. We are sticking together, and we're trying to find ways to keep improving and keep executing at a high rate. And execute that game plan that we install during the week so we can help contribute to the wins.
Softball to leave you with. It is Mickey Mouse's birthday. What's your favorite cartoon character of all time?
Cartoon character of all time?
Yeah, number one.
Dude, thinking about it, that's the hardest question you've asked me the last 15 minutes. What do I go? I'm going to go with two. I'm going to go with Tom and Jerry.
Oh, that was a good I brought up Tom and Jerry. That is classic.
Now, are Australian cartoons different than American? Like, do you get the ones here over there?
Yes, we do, Jack. We do.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we cleared that up. This is what I bring to the interview. Yeah. The hard-hitting questions. Yeah.
We are on the same planet.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Your toilets flush backwards?
What?
They do, but our toilets aren't filled, three quarters of the way up. If they are here.
Really? Wow, that's a lot of water. Yeah, all right. All right, George.
The things we learn.
Yeah, good luck in Dallas. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you, George. Yeah, apparently the toilet water goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
Make that make sense.
Yep.
I don't even know if I realized that the toilet flushes. I don't know.
But why does it change that down there? That's my question.
I don't know.
Because it's... I don't know.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Let's talk about my friends over at Mark's Jewelers.
Let's.
Yes, the holidays are almost here, and that means engagement season. At Mark's Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears, and lifelong memories. And that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers, that's why they love what they do. At Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at the Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Before we get back to the phones, a big in-your-face to both Jack and Elliot. Apparently, most of the Philadelphia airport is in Tinicum, which is in Delco.
Tinicum.
Yeah, well, because it's right near 420. It's right near the 420 exit off of 95. I should have known that.
Well, yeah, it's a Delco, right?
What's it? Yeah, that's Delco. That's what I just said.
Nice.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I didn't hear you say Delco.
I did say
Delco. And it feels like another one of those things, but I'm not really listening to you.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm just setting up jokes.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up, my crew? How y'all doing today, man?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Corey.
Man, you're like 2 hours late.
Hey, man, that's cool. You know, man, I'm focused on the main thing,
my bad.
I ain't got time to be worried about who said, she said, we said. I don't got time for that. You know, I'm focused on winning football games. That's my focus. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who talking, she talking, we talking. I don't know about none of that. You know what I'm saying? We got people out here running their mouth, and we winning games. Like, what's wrong with these people?
I don't know, bro.
What's wrong with these people? Let's be 100% transparent. I think Jalen Hurts is elite. If you don't think he elite, the man win football games. So whoever in that building, he keeping your job right now. So whoever running your mouth, just remember that. Because if y'all wasn't winning, you'd be looking for a job on Indeed. So remember that. All that we talking. How are you too? You know what I'm saying? He keeping your job too.
All right.
Well, I could argue the defenses.
I'm just saying. Because if the team was 2-8, everybody wouldn't be happy worried about talking, would they?
Well, but those are different things. Don't you think?
No.
Here's the question, Corey, because this will get to the heart of what we're talking about. I think it is fair if they are frustrated one way or another with the way anybody's playing on the football team, if they're not playing the way that they want them to. I think it is unfair to bury that person publicly.
100%. But if you got frustrations in your marriage, I'm going to go talk to my wife.
Right,
I'm going to go talk to whoever. I'm not going to be talking to Bobby across the street. I'm not going to be talking to Johnny at work unless I'm going to see a marriage therapist.
Yep.
Y'all going kind of some kind of team therapist. Y'all airing dirty laundry, you know what I'm saying? Y'all letting them know there's a chink in the armor, and that's what I don't like.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Also, Jack, let me correct you on something. Nick Saban bench Jalen Hurts. Don't be.
What I said.
No. You said Brian Daboll. OC.
No, you said Nick Saban.
No, I was saying Saban, but that's the thing with the Daboll thing, that there's a little fly in the ointment that if people want to bring him in here, he was part of benching Jalen.
Maybe we need somebody that's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying?
Where's John DeFilippo?
Maybe Jalen Hurts got a little bit, you know, feeling himself a little bit too much. Maybe you need somebody that's going to put him in his place.
He really thinks he did something last year.
So, like I do with y'all every now and again when I call, you know, when y'all step out of line, y'all need somebody to put you in your place. You know, everybody need that. Sometimes people feel too good. All I'm saying is that I don't care. Virtuoso coming on Sunday. Virtuoso, I ain't predicted it in a while. 300. You know what I'm saying? We got the Super Bowl.
What a bold
on.
Prediction against one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
We got Super Soup putting on Sunday, the Super Soup. Now, Kelly Green, you know, he put that on, you just feel like Superman. You know what I'm saying?
So they're wearing it on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because Dallas wears white at home.
And they want to wear it in all NFC East games this year.
Yeah.
Yep. 300 coming on Sunday. You can say all you want. Worst defense. The Lions defense wasn't good. Because score on them. You know what I'm saying? A.J. Brown, listen.
Hold on, Corey. No. Because most NFL teams wear the dark colors at home, whereas Dallas wears the white at home.
They're one of the few teams to wear
white. Which is why
white.
The Eagles will wear the Kelly Green on the road.
I just think it's different than wearing Kelly Green on the road.
Yes.
You don't think they should?
I like it better at home.
Yeah,
I mean,
it'd be cool to see it against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, can they wear their 90s jerseys? They should wear the blue one.
That's a good jersey, the blue one.
The blue one? The one, the Thanksgiving Day jersey?
Yeah,
with the white
jersey.
Helmet?
Yeah. Yeah, come on, man. Make it a real 90s.
That's a good jersey.
No, it don't matter what they wear. They getting
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter what they wear. They gonna put we putting foot in them on Sunday. Dak Prescott, see, I love it. This is what I love. They feeling good coming off that Raiders win.
Yep.
They feeling good. They think they did something. They done, well, we held Ashton 50-7 I love it. And then after us, you got a Chiefs team that's waiting. They out of the playoff hunt. So you know Andy gonna be coming to beat that ass a week after that. Elimination in 2 weeks, Cowboy Jim. You come over Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Come to the O. I got you. We can watch it together. We gonna end y'all's hopes together. Us and then Kansas City back to back. Can't wait, baby. Well, let me get my cartoon.
Yeah.
This time of year, you know what I'm saying? Charlie Brown. Holidays coming up.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
I forgot
a good
about
one.
Charlie
classic,
Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Well done, Corey.
I'll let y'all.
All right.
That's a classic.
No beeps in his phone call.
Wow.
That's back to back.
Outside the 2 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Maybe strictly in the 2 o'clock hour. That's when it falls apart.
We still don't know why the beeps happen, though.
No one does.
Yeah.
And why do the toilets go backwards below the equator?
Below the equator. Maybe I'll ask Jordan that on Monday night. Tune in to the next Jordan Mailata show. All right. 215-592-9494. A lot of Philly stuff out there as the offseason rolls on. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.